2067, I got a verbal passenger, been doing that for a while. I told him to calm down and be quiet a little bit. He didn't even respond, so been going on for a while from downtown Portland.
Okay, and is he threatening anybody? Does he have any weapons? Is he just yelling at the air?
No threats to anyone, just verbal loud and yeah, he's just really loud and verbal, swearing, so, but not threatening to others.
Okay, I know you're in a hard spot. It's not illegal for swearing. Is he directing it at somebody, or is he, like, just having, like, a mental crisis?
Yeah, it looked like more mental, to be honest, but, yeah.
Okay, and you've asked him to kind of quiet down so that you can drive the bus and get him where he needs to go?
Yeah, I did. I said, hey, can you calm it down for a little bit, please? And of course, he didn't even respond to me, so I figured I'm just, like, wasting my time saying anything to him.
All right. Is he in the back of the bus, or is he up by you right now?
He's still at the back door, like the second to the seat behind the back door.
Is he staying in his seat at this point and just being loud?
Yeah, he's been sitting there the whole time since I picked him up.
Okay, well, I can let the area supervisor know, and they can maybe just chop in on you en route. Is that going to work for you? I can see where they're at on that side of town. They could just check on you.
Yeah, I'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm halfway right now, so if I go to Gresham, I'm not sure where he's getting off. I'm hoping he's getting off, but I guess I'll see. If he's not threatening to bail us when I get to Gresham, you know, hopefully I can get him off out there.
Okay, well, if it starts to exacerbate at all, then just pull over, open your doors, and call me back. And we'll go from there. But I'll let the area supervisor know. Maybe they could just pop in on you en route. They should be over that way, okay?
All right. Copy that.
All right. Thank you. 1438.